Hi, I'm Keith, director of Little Wonder. In a moment, the play will start. But first, if you like what we do, please comment and share on your preferred social media or review us on iTunes. Enjoy the show and come visit us at littlewonder.website. Play the Game by Toby Frost.
Ooh, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and everything in between. Welcome to the Cyclodrome for the semi-final of the All Systems Championship Power Bike League. 30 laps of high-octane full-power carnage, the greatest show on Earth and the colonies.
Here we go. This is it.
Three gladiators of the track stand ready to do battle tonight. First up in pole position, the man who never surrenders. He's the Shogun of the Pan-Atlantic League, dedicated to the ancient way of the rider. His mama calls him Lee, but you know him as Samurai!
Ride with honor!
Next up on the grid with this season's fastest lap, riding his legendary bike, El Toro, the man who gets more, the conquistador of the killing floor, señoritas and señores, El Matador!
Siempre peligroso, people!
And finally, the man who puts the wild into wild card. He may be new to the top tier, but he's going places. He's a predator on and off the track. A beast who just can't stop. A killer whenever he smells blood. Let's hear it for Hammerhead!
Okay, man. Here we go. Focus. You know the track. You just gotta beat the Matador's time.
Green light! Go, go, go!
Hey Lee, you there? Look, I heard about the accident. I'm really sorry about what happened. That's terrible, man. I just wanted to talk to you, make sure you're okay. Matador was a great guy. I'm really sorry that... Look, Lee, I know you're in there. I'm looking on the net now and your place is lit up like a Christmas tree. Come on, little brother, pick up!
Not now, Rose.
Hey, man, I knew you were in there. Good to hear your voice. Listen, I saw on the news about Matador. Jesus, I don't know what to say, but I figured I'd check that you were all right. In the circumstances.
I'm fine, Rose. I just want to be on my own right now.
Sure. Just, I realise this is a bad time, but I've had a lot of people asking after you. I've had Dad asking me stuff on the net, and you know how often he gets online. Come on, let's get a drink. I just want to see how you're doing.
You just want to check up on me.
Yes, actually. Yes, I do.
This is the thing with people who aren't in the biz. They've got this. This cut and dried attitude and what's legal and what isn't. It's a sliding scale, you know? Has been for years.
Uh-huh.
I mean, someone comes to me and says, I want this information or whatever it is. I don't say, you want this legal or with a side of criminality, right? It's a grey area and there's different sorts of grey.
Shades, Rose. Shades of grey.
Right. It's not like what you do. You come first, you're first. You come second, you're second. You cheat, you're disqualified. That's not how it works for me.
See, I kind of like that. The guy who comes first is the best rider. End of.
I thought the best rider was the one who got the most sponsorship.
People say that. For a while I thought it too when I was back in the third league, but it isn't. People think it's being ruthless, but no, it's being honest. You get cynical about it and you lose the edge. Yeah, sure, there's a lot of bullshit about the sport, the names, the adverts, those shitty hologram track girls.
Track boys for me. I changed the setup on my screen.
Oh, whatever. But for all that, it isn't BS at the core. It's a race, a fair fight, and the guy who understands that best is the one who wins.
That's some deep talking, little bro. And I thought they called you samurai just because you've got a sword painted on your bike.
Matador had that edge. Under that stupid suit of his, he took it seriously. He was an expert.
Tragic death. Tributes to Matador have been coming in from all quarters over the past 2 weeks. Joining me is an up-and-coming rider who's had his fair share of run-ins on and off the track, Hammerhead.
Yeah, it's sad about Matador. He was a great guy. A great guy. I always respected his tenacity. Staying in like that, never knowing when to quit. Great guy. I mean, a lot of people thought he was second rate. A lot of people thought his time had come, that he ought to move over and let the new talent through, but he never thought that at all. I like guys who don't know when they're beaten. They're the kind of people I like to face.
Jesus, what an arsehole. Hey, Rose. I wondered if you could have a look at something for me. It's about the other rider, Hammerhead. Kind of a background check.
Pull up a chair, Lee. You're going to like what I found. Well, maybe not like. So, this is our boy, Robert Decker, later to be known as Hammerhead. Check it out. This picture's from 15 years ago.
That's him? Jesus, it is him. He looks like he's in a Gap catalogue.
I know, right? Complete dork. He's like the clean-cut one in a boy band. Still into racing back then, though. Daddy bought him a full set of gear, and apparently he was pretty good for the little leagues.
Let me see those figures. Yeah, not bad. Nothing special, though.
Not like you, little bro. None of your magic. Anyway, 9 years back, Robert Decker takes a break from racing, goes into a sabbatical. And what comes back is Hammerhead. Check out the photos. The guy starts to party hard. I mean, he's got more marching powder in him than Bolivia. The way he's going, he's ought to end up in the hospital, the morgue, or Rolling Stones.
Right.
In 3 years, the guy racks up 4 convictions for assault. One allegedly with a deadly weapon, goes on a program to get clean, dates 4 models, and word is, ends up paying them off when he slaps them around. Here's a picture of him partying with 2 known bosses from the syndicate, one of whom was indicted for murder last February. In short, he's the man that assholes want to be and little idiots want to sleep with.
So he becomes a jerk, okay?
Point is, Lee, this is deliberate, okay? He enjoys being a dick. See how public this all is. Oh, and round about this time, he hires some serious PR people. See a pattern?
Well, yeah, but I mean, he's an asshole, but a lot of people go off the rails.
You're missing the point, bro. He's not gone off the rails. The guy has set out to be an absolute bastard. And if you go down into the stands, you'll find a whole load of people who love him because of that.
So,
let me break this down for you. Here is a guy who has consciously decided to act like a dick to further his career, and his dick fans love him for that. He has beaten and kicked his way into the news, he associates with proper criminal scum, and one day, his rival's bike just explodes. Looks a little funny, doesn't it?
Now, wait a minute. That's quite a thing to be saying. Besides, I saw him on the news sounding off about Matador getting killed like it was the best thing all week. Seriously, if he killed Matador, why the hell would he let it sound like he was glad he's dead?
Because his fans like that crap. I don't know.
Jesus Christ, Rose. I mean, this is serious shit you're talking about.
Just look out for yourself is all I'm saying. You know, bro, I could have some guys look into this. Make sure it doesn't happen again.
What? How do you mean?
I'm owed a few favours. No, wait, just hear me out. I'm not talking about violence. I'm talking about taking special care. Making sure that nothing bad happens to my little bro, right? And if it turns out we have to be a little bit proactive in taking care, I can arrange that.
You've got to be kidding me, Rose. Proactive? What the hell does that mean? You're going to throw the race? Maybe get some guys to break Hammerhead's legs on the way to the grid? Don't give me that.
Calm down, man. Nothing like that. Nothing that obvious.
You're talking about cheating.
No, I'm talking about protecting your interests.
You are talking about cheating. Throwing a race. threatening my opponents, getting dirt on people. Forget it, Rose. Forget I came here. I don't need this. Me, I've got a race to win.
They've got an event for Matador coming up, haven't they? Like a memorial thing?
So what?
Next Saturday. Hammerhead will be there, won't he?
Everyone in the game will.
Well then, maybe you could see Hammerhead in person. Ask him to be nice in the next race. I'm sure he'll love that.
Matador was one of the best. Nice guy. Maybe too nice for this game. I'm not saying he wasn't up to it. No, none at all. But you've got to be a killer on the grind. Oh, Hammond.
Hey.
You want a drink?
It's 10:30 in the morning.
Man. I started at 9. Hey, the samurai's here. Get us some sake or something.
Seriously, you're at Matador's memorial and you're drunk.
So what if I am?
I want to talk to you, in private.
What's the problem?
You. I don't mind you making a fool of yourself on your own, but here, you ought to have more respect.
Maybe. But why break the habit of a lifetime? If I show up sober, people will think I was dying.
He was a good rider, an expert. You ought to recognize that.
I do recognize that. Thing is, I also recognize that it doesn't matter.
Trust me, man. It matters. To me. And that means it ought to matter to you.
If you weren't such a nice guy, that could sound like a threat.
It's not a threat. I don't make threats. I'm not that kind of arsehole. I win things. I win them by the rules. I didn't work my way up here to throw my weight around like a prick.
That's the trouble. The trouble with you, I mean. You act like this whole thing is holy. Like that's what the fan wants. A pure contest.
I don't see what else they came to see. They want the best riders, experts, pros, like Matador was. Like you aren't.
Now, that's where you get it all wrong. The fans don't want experts. They want characters. Listen, do you know why they called him Matador? Why they call you Samurai instead of your real name? You know why? Because in this game, it's not enough to be you. The public doesn't want some little guy who happens to be good at what he does. They want a cartoon character. A superhero fighting it all out. They want a good guy, and a bad guy. And I'm the bad guy. The end result, it doesn't matter.
That's not true. You make it sound like the races are fixed. This isn't some dumb wrestling match.
My friend, these days, everything is some dumb wrestling match. Who runs the government? Who's on top of the pie? Pro sportsmen, actors from cop shows, walking cartoons. You know who's in charge of Homeland Security? I don't know the name, but I saw her tits on Big Brother.
Listen, Matador is dead. I want to know what happened.
You think I did it, don't you? Think I spack his engine? Well, we'll see, shall we? The tech guys will write a report, and then you'll know. Truth is, the public doesn't give a shit. They've got to watch an explosion. They've got to see a guy blow up and a couple of other guys get angry. The report? That's just paper.
Jesus.
You want to swear revenge on me? Feel free. Just make sure you do it at a press conference. I don't know, waving a sword or something. I've got nothing against you. Not really. I don't care if you're friends or not, but I don't want to see anything happen to you. You're a straight-up guy, and this isn't a career for straight-up guys.
I've had enough of this.
Nobody cares who wins, Lee. They just want a show.
Ready?
ready as I'll ever be. Let me check my helmet. Comms are good. Yep, I'm good to go. How's my bike looking?
I gave it one last scan half an hour ago. We're all good. Nobody's tampering with that thing. My guys are all set. Just give me the word and Hammerhead's going down.
Define going down.
Bike system's failure. Wheels lock up, the whole thing turns into a brick.
During the race? Or before it?
I reckon that's up to you. I know what I'd do, but which is it to be? Lee?
Neither.
What? You're going to just go out there and take him on? Are you out of your mind?
My bike's fine, isn't it?
Yeah, but what if he tries anything? What will you do?
I'll give the crowd a show to remember.
Look, Lee, enough BS. If you go out there, you'll be risking your life.
No, I won't.
Oh yeah? You think you're above all this? That you're not part of the show? You're a fool. He will make you part of the show. You go out there and you're on a fucking stage, Lee. The only question is whether you play the winner or the victim.
I know.
So what the hell are you going to do about it?
Win.
In Play the Game by Toby Frost, the part of Lee was played by Keith Crawford, Rose, Tavana, his Archie, and Clément Jésiquel as Matador and Hammerhead.
Little Wonder.
Coming soon from Little Wonder, The Pride of Rotterdam by Tom Harvey.
Clothing, footwear, and headgear. Don't need a computer to tell me that. What time is it?
You know what time it is. Montevideo. Button up.
Button down. Sub-zero.
South Pacific.
3 weeks of nothing but wind and sea. She'll be back.
Any minute, sound of her running up the stairs. You know what she's like.
Hi, I'm Keith, director of Little Wonder. We hope you enjoyed the show and will leave a like, comment, or share us via social media. You can find all our work on iTunes under Little Wonder Radio Plays, where a rating or review would really help us out. Thanks for listening and come visit us at littlewonder.website.